hopefully I've pressed the right buttons and hopefully we are going on to Facebook Live. So welcome to those of you who have joined us on Zoom, and it's lovely to be able to share with you this morning. How are you doing? How is this next stage of lockdown for you? Because there seems to be mutterings about things changing again. And I don't know about you, but I sort of got into where we're at, and then things are going to change. And for those of you who don't like change, wow, has it been quite a stressful time? So we need to be kind and gentle with each other. We need to understand that we are going through extraordinary times. And so this is an opportunity this morning to come before our God, to ask him for his grace and his mercy, and to worship him, because he has been with us through lockdown so far, and he will continue to be with us, because he says he'll never leave us or give up on us. So let's just pray as we start. Father God, thank you for your love to us. Thank you that you are our loving Heavenly Father. I pray that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see this morning something of you, that we would find you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. And so our opening sentences. If you've got the order of service from your email, then you might want to follow it. If you want to just hope you can participate in some way, because this is not something to watch, but something to participate in as we do church together this morning. I suggest that if you're on Zoom, that you go onto speaker view, and then you'll be able to sort of like feel that you have people talking to you through the screen. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy and peace be with you, and also with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, alleluia. We're going to worship our amazing God in our first hymn, The Day of Resurrection, as we celebrate in this Easter time. There seems to be a moment with the sound. We will get the sound up and then we're going to start again with our first worship hymn, The Day of Resurrection. A hymn that celebrates our Easter joy as we celebrate that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
Oh,
way to start our service of the word as we celebrate what Christ has done through the Easter story. So let us come before our God with the prayer of preparation. We say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue in that prayerful way as you come before God in your own quiet way to offer prayers to God, maybe something to do with how you're handling the lockdown at the moment, and then I'll say the collect. So let us pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. We're going to hear from God's word now as Jo reads from Acts chapter 2. This is great because this fits in with our Holy Habits reading. This is the passage that we've been looking at each month, and it is our lectionary reading for today. As we hear what Peter says to those who are gathered as the first early church in Acts chapter 2, we're going to hear from Jo.
First reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Many were baptized and were added to the community. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jo. Can you remember LBL, Life Before Lockdown? Can you go back to March and the beginning of March when we started a holy habit of serving, looking at that bit that we've seen in Acts 2 where the people were coming together and selling what they needed and dividing it amongst those who were in need. And so we began this holy habit of service. Little did we know that only a few weeks after that, we would be looking at service in lockdown. How does serving look as we look in doing it in lockdown? We're going to reflect on that in a little while after our gospel reading. So our gospel reading is that familiar story from Luke chapter 10 when Jesus visits Mary and Martha. Now, Clara has drawn a couple of pictures for us to think about this story before Daniel reads it. The first picture that we're going to see is Martha. I wonder how many of you can relate to Martha in the kitchen, busy, distracted, doing many things that she felt was necessary because Jesus was going to visit the house, serving in a very busy way, distracted by many things. Beautiful picture, love it. And then our second picture is Mary. Our second picture is Mary sitting with Jesus. Did we see the picture of Mary? We're going to see if we can get the picture of Mary. And here we see Mary in the house choosing not to be active in service, but to sit at Jesus' feet. So we're now going to hear, we thank Clara for those pictures, and we're now going to hear from Daniel. So two of our members from our Sunday school or kids on Sunday, and we're now going to hear from Daniel, who's going to read Luke chapter 10.
I read it from Luke 10, 38-42. As they went on the way, he entered a certain village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Do I have them to help me?" But the Lord answered her, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her."
So, thank you for that reading. That was great. We are going to think about that story in a little while, but first we're going to hear that beautiful hymn, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You," to introduce this idea of serving one another. So let us worship God now in our second hymn, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You." Well, the reading that you heard from Luke chapter 10 is probably one that may be familiar to you, but don't dismiss it. It's certainly a reading that has come back to me over and over again. And just like a stone that needs to have, needs to be smoothed by the water around it, so God can ask us to dwell in a story again. And maybe that story has the ability to knock off a few rough edges in us. So we consider this story, Jesus visiting his friends, Mary and Martha. Martha is distracted by many things and maybe in the language of today has purposely distanced herself from others. And then she has a moan. She moans to Jesus. She judges and compares what she is doing compared to what her sister isn't doing. It's just not right. And Jesus' response, well, it's not to condemn Martha, but he does point out that she needs not to be worried about what others are doing, not to concern herself about what others have chosen to do. And Jesus honours Mary, that quiet choice, that silent choice of choosing not to be busy in service, but to sit and to be taught, to come into God's presence and to spend a little time there. This story comes in Luke's gospel when Luke is looking at the key aspects of our relationship to God. And in this story, we maybe find lessons on how we view one another and how we spend time with God. In the context of our holy habit of service, how do we serve and yet also spend some time with God? So in lockdown, I wonder, have you found more time to pray, to be quiet, to connect with God, to be taught by him? I wonder if you will think about taking some of that into the time after lockdown. I've been so encouraged as St George's and St Si's committed to say morning prayer every day, Monday to Saturday, that so many have joined us in morning prayer and now doing evening prayer. And also in our Bible meetups that we're going to be doing on a Wednesday, that you have committed to join us there. And has there been less time to serve? Or have you found new ways to serve? Certainly during lockdown, we have been blessed by so many acts of service that we've seen on the television or in social media. Least of all, Captain Tom, or should I say Colonel Tom, and the clapping of our key workers that was going to be on a Thursday and now is every Thursday. There have been sharing of seedlings. There have been presents through the post. There have been people ringing each other or even daring to FaceTime each other. There have been many acts of service, even if it's been in different ways. And all these ways of serving are great. However, do we need to learn the Mary and Martha lesson? Because firstly, let me say, if you have not served in any of those ways, that's okay. Because Jesus says to Mary, do not compare yourself with what others are doing. Comparison, comparing. It is something that we do as human beings and is so much more easy. That's terrible English. It's much easier to do now with social media. But it is a destructive work. Comparison often leaves us in a very bad place. And Jesus says to Martha, don't stop it. Don't compare yourself with others. Stop worrying about what others are doing. And Jesus commends time spent with him. Our post-resurrection stories, when the disciples are dismayed in the upper room or walking on a long journey back to Emmaus, find Jesus coming to them. Jesus spending time with his friends. Jesus encouraging them to think, to pause, to reflect on the scriptures, to have a moment to think, what do I need to do today? How can I best serve God today? How can I best serve others today? And it will not be the same for everyone. We need to rejoice in who God has made us. We need to know that we will serve in a very unique way. In our walk with God, just like Martha and Mary, Jesus comes to us and asks us not just to serve, but to ponder on how and when to do it. I learned the hard way, maybe in lockdown, that I come undone when I compare myself with what others are doing. Vicars do it all the time, if I'm really honest. And it's not good, because I come to the conclusion that I'm not good enough, that I haven't done enough, that I should be doing more. And that comparison is not a good thing. What I need to do instead is to pause, to stop, and to ask, what can I do? What is sustainable for me? And so God asks us to just take that moment, not to be distracted by comparison, but to ask, what is it that God is asking us to do? So I wonder, where are you in the story? Have you had a few Martha moments in lockdown? Have you had more Mary moments? And do you want to take that into the time after lockdown? After writing this little reflection, I saw that in Thy Kingdom Come, they've put a new initiative. That moment when for a week or 10 days we pray for the world that they might know Jesus. There's a new time now called Prayer and Care. They're wanting us to stop, to pause, to pray, as well as to care. So I wanted to ask myself, how was I going to remember the truths that come from the Mary and Martha story? And so probably because I was reminded of the hands that we made in March, I was looking at my hand. And I looked at my fingers and realised that these are the fingers that often twitch to be doing, who want to help and to serve others. But then I was mindful of this big bit in the middle of my hand and realised that that was the bit where I need to press the pause button and to stop and to pray first before I get to doing. I wonder if you just want to look at your hand and look at those fingers that I know have served by picking up the phone, by sharing seedlings, by praying in your prayer walks. There have been some doings, I know. But think about the middle of your hand and maybe take your thumb of your other finger and just press the pause button. God is asking us to pause first, to spend some time in his presence before we get on and serve. I'm going to leave you with a song that comes from my puppet friends that I have to say they enjoyed immensely putting together. The song is Lean On Me, and you probably will recognise the song, but listen out because the words are slightly different. And these are words to leave you with as I ask you, when was the last time you rested and leaned on the Lord? Is service better after we've had moments with him? I leave you with that question as the puppets sing for us to reflect on the Mary and Martha story.
To learn to lean on the Lord. situation.
Lean on him, and he will be strong. He'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on. For God loves you so. He wants you to know he's the one you can lean on. Please swallow your pride. Let him be your guide. He wants to lead you. He knows what you need. And he'll always be the one you can cling to. You just call on him, brother, 'cause we all need a hand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
No matter what is the problem, he will understand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
Lean on him, and he will be strong. He'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on. For God loves you so. He wants you to know. Brother, 'cause we all need a hand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
No matter what is the problem, he will understand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
Remember to call on him, to lean on him before we begin our service. It's amazing who you find in my house. Let's declare our faith in God in the words of the Creed. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to come to a time to pray together now. First of all, a time of confession, when we're honest before God and we say we're sorry. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from sin and turn to the Lord, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. A moment to be quiet, to consider where we have sinned this week. We say together, Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to ask that question now. What would you be doing this time tomorrow? And I have the great joy to speak to Ian. Are you there, Ian?
Yes.
Lovely.
I'm here.
So what will you be doing this time tomorrow?
This time tomorrow, I'll probably be delivering leaflets for the Dursley and Cam community volunteer response, because we've got new cards to hand out to all the houses with extra information about where they can get help on various subjects. So I will be doing that tomorrow morning, going around my locality and delivering cards, and hopefully that will spur some of my neighbours to call on me so that I can do something to help them through this crisis.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Ian. Let's just take a moment now to pray for Ian, but also to pray for GL11 and for all those who are working, serving the community at this time. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you for Ian. I thank you for the work that he is doing in his locality to be a community support worker. Lord, I pray that you would bless him in that work and guide him. Father, that those who are in need will call out and Ian can help. And Father, we do thank you for GL11, for all those who are working with them, for the leaders who have set up this quite amazing structure. And I pray, Lord, for those who are in need, that they would feel that they can call out and they can be helped. And Lord, in a wider way, we thank you for all this community support structure that's been set out across this nation. Lord, we thank you for those who serve. And we pray, Lord, that those who are in need will be helped. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Ian. And we're going to go to Sophia now, who is in her home. Sophia, are you there?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So, Sophia, let me ask you, what will you be doing this time tomorrow?
Well, I will have just finished recording morning prayer, because I'm on the rota to do morning and evening prayer tomorrow. So that will be a nice quiet moment now that I've at last mastered the technology, at least in some way. I was a bit slow to learn, but anyway, I can now do it. But the other thing I will be doing maybe exactly at this time will be admiring my new baby grandson, who arrived a week ago, literally a week ago today. So he's a week old today. And wow. His name is Arthur. And he is very well, and he is just through there at the moment. They're living with us for the duration. So I haven't heard any squeaks this morning, so I think they're all having a long lie, which is good. Excellent. We may have had a terrible night, of course.
Well, congratulations on being a grandmother. That's amazing. And do pass on our love and joy to Nick and to the family. That's amazing. And baby Arthur. Brilliant. So let's pray for Sophia as she is part of the leadership team and praying and encouraging us to pray. But also let's pray for families in this time of lockdown and for the joy of new birth. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sophia. We thank you for all that she does to bless this community in Cam and Stinchcombe. Pray for her leadership, for encouraging us to pray. Lord, thank you for the technology that means she can join us from her home. Lord, we pray and thank you also for Arthur, for a new life, for a grandson to her family. And Lord, for all those babies who have been born during this time of lockdown, Lord, we pray that you will support the parents, because maybe that physical kind of midwife support is not as much as it might have been. Lord, may you be their helper. May you be their joy and their strength. And Lord, we pray for those who are really missing their families at this time, who can't be as close as Sophia is. Lord, I pray that you would be their rock. You would be their helper. Lord, help us to look after our emotions, to find those who we can talk to, who we can be honest with. Lord, that in some way we can be family to each other in this time of lockdown. Lord, prompt us if we need to make a phone call, if we need to do a video call, send a card. Lord, help us to know how to serve one another as family in this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Sophia. Lovely to share with you. Let's also pray. On Friday, it's VE Day, as we give thanks for the end of World War II, and yet it wasn't quite the end because the war in Asia still raged on. We might want to just take a moment to remember those who gave the ultimate price in that war. We might want to think about how we're going to mark that day on Friday, because we can't do it perhaps in a way that we would have done. And we might want to think about the war that we're raging with this virus in a completely different way, but in some ways it is a struggle. So let's just take a moment to offer our own prayers, to give thanks, to remember those who died, and to think about those who are struggling at this time in a new way, in a new sort of war. Father God, we remember those who paid the ultimate price, whose sacrifice we remember on Friday. And we give thanks for the end of that war in Europe. Lord, we remember the wars that still struggle on across this globe, even today. And Lord, we remember the war that we rage in a different way through this virus that is attacking us. Lord, have mercy. Raise up peacemakers again and give wisdom to those who are in government at this time, working out how to keep us safe and how to win the war on the COVID-19 virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We conclude our prayers by saying the prayer that Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you." Let's just wave to one another if you want to put it onto gallery view, I think it is, isn't it? And we can all wave. It gets very noisy if we all speak to each other, but it's lovely to see everybody. So peace be with you. And who knows, one day we might even be able to physically say peace be with you. But until then, peace be with you. And it's great to join across the benefices together as well. We are going to have a few notices. On Wednesday, we're going to start a new Bible study. It comes from, it's called Uncover. If you want to have a look at it before Wednesday, go to www.uncover.org.uk. It will be in a church email sent to you probably on Monday, and you'll be able to look at it. We're going to study Jesus through the Gospel of Mark. Last week, we voted on which gospel we were going to look at, and Mark got voted in. And we're going to start a new study. So that might be an opportunity, if you've not joined us before, to join us on Wednesday at 7:30 on Zoom as we study Jesus through the Gospel of Mark. And you'll be able to have the questions beforehand because it's all online. It's all very clever. So VE Day is on Friday. Obviously, it was going to be marked in a particular way and that can no longer happen. But maybe you can find a way to remember and to give thanks. So I put that to you and think on how that might happen. Obviously, we need to keep the churches shut, unfortunately, and but who knows, you might come up with some way of being able to do that. We're going to do birthdays at the end of the service, and I can unmute you, and so we'll do that in a moment. But first, we're going to praise our amazing God by singing, "Our God is a Great Big God." Our God is beyond words. He wants to be there for us. We need to find times during lockdown when we can ponder and pause with him. And so we're going to sing together, "Our God is a Great Big God." We are just getting technology to work and to... I can see all these screens in the background clicking on, and we are going to sing, "Our God is a Great Big God." And I've obviously, yes, we are.
Our God is a great big God.
Wonderful. Thanks to Vineyard Kids who gave us permission to use that. And it is amazing, isn't it? That God has known us and loved us before the world began, and he holds us in his hands. With that thought, I just want to say the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. We go.